Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go to the guest line here. Adam Kaplan joining us right now. And his podcast, Inside the Birds, is a great one that I listen to as part of the Go Birds podcast network. He's with us now to talk some NFL free agency, this whole Foles situation, and the Flacco trade, which does change some things here. Adam, how you doing tonight, man?
Joseph, good to be with you on this Friday evening and what was a very warm day in Philadelphia, which kind of surprised me when I came out of the studios today to do Inside the Birds podcast. I was not expecting 60 degrees, so that was a nice surprise.
It was. Yeah, a little spring in the middle of February. I'll take it. Adam, we are, what, a couple days away now from the Eagles, I guess, having the first chance, the first day they can put the franchise tag on Nick Foles. We'll see if they do and then where it goes from there. What do you think? What's been your thoughts on the podcast and what you're just thinking on what the Eagles could and should do with Nick?
All right, so I'm gonna say about a month ago before the ESPN report saying that the Eagles plan that what Adam Schefter, my former teammate at ESPN, said to me when said that in his report that basically what he was hearing around the league was that the Eagles were going to use their franchise tag on him, tag and trade, so to speak. So that was a couple weeks ago. About a month ago, my good friend Jeff Mosher hosts our podcast with Bill Osborne and I. Jeff asked us, we were doing like a speed round of questions. He goes, okay, A, B, or C, what do the Eagles do here? Do they, if they have the first move, are they going to exercise their option or are they going to let him walk and just get a compensatory pick for next year, not knowing how high it would be? I said, knowing the Eagles as I think I do, they are going to exercise the option. They're just not going to let him walk. I think they'll try to get something for him. And that I've stuck by that. And then I kind of, Joe, I would say I heard probably around January 7th, 10th. It was before I left for East-West Shrine Week. I'd heard that the Jaguars zeroed in on Nick Foles was probably going to be their guy. So I asked around several general managers that I'm friendly with and personnel people. I'm like, well, why Nick Foles? Like, is he so much better than anyone else? Well, as one person said to me, if you looked at free agency at the quarterback position, well, let's fast forward about 4 weeks. Joe, let me give you the quarterbacks that are out there. Nick Foles technically right now is a free agent. Teddy Bridgewater, Josh McCown, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Tyrod Taylor, Nate Sudfeld is a restricted free agent. Need I say any more?
Yeah, that's
that
it.
Is why.
I mean, there's no question he's the best one. Not even close.
Not even remotely close, correct.
So, Adam, as we go through this now, the Jaguars are probably going to be the team. So, with the Flacco...
They will be the team.
So, the Flacco trade the other day, yes. And the Broncos got a fourth-round pick, and I understand not of all of his money is guaranteed, and there was no...
No guaranteed money.
Right. Yeah. So, 3 years, no guaranteed money. That changes things compared to Foles would have 25 guaranteed. But that set the market for veteran quarterbacks. A fourth-round pick for Flacco, who hasn't been... I would say he hasn't been top half of the league in at least 3 or 4 years now, and yet he got from the Broncos. What do you think the Eagles could actually get if there's not a robust market, but we know the Jaguars want him?
Yeah, so the way it works in the National Football League is leverage. Unless the Eagles get a more than, and again, this is if they exercise the ability to use the franchise tag and trade him. Still don't know if they'll be able to do that. I know some people are still speculating that the Eagles won't do it. They'll just let him walk. And gamble they can get as high as a third-round pick in terms of compensatory for 2020. But based on just for sake of our conversation now, if the Eagles cannot get another team, if they do tag and trade them, if they can't get another team involved, I don't know if they even get a third. And that's, to me, why they shouldn't. Howie Roseman has to know. Going into this territory, and as you said, on Monday is the first day they can tag. The 5th of March is the last day they can tag him. They have to know going forward what the market is for him. And they probably have – Howie has a pretty good idea, I'm sure, because he works very hard on this stuff. He usually could forecast it. If they only have one team, and if they've already talked to the Jaguars, because remember, technically, Nick will not be a unrestricted free agent until March 13th, so he's still technically under their control. So they could actually talk to the Jaguars about Nick Foles and see what the level of interest would be. If they don't think they can get a third, they have to let him walk and not tag him. That to me is really what Monday at the earliest would come down to. If they cannot, if they're not getting a third round pick on a tag and trade, let him walk. That's really the bottom line.
Adam Kaplan with us here on the evening show. Adam, you might have the answer to this because I've been asked this a lot and I don't have the answer. I just know what happened once before. So there is, and I guess Mike Florio was the first one to bring this up that I saw a couple weeks ago, that it's technically against the rules. You have to tag someone in good faith, not just tag them with the express purpose to trade them. But if you go back to 2009, when Tom Brady was coming back off the injury, yep, the Patriots tagged Matt Castle, traded him, got a second-round pick back. I know Vrabel also went to Kansas City. They got a second-round pick back for Matt Castle from the Chiefs. Do you know if the CBA changed, or was that the same rule then and they did it and nothing happened?
No, so what Florio wrote about is it's something that people have questioned for years. The wording is in the spirit of the rule, which means the reason why, Joe, that you tag a player, the reason why the franchise and transition tags came about many years ago, you want the ability to keep your player. Like that's why you do it. You're not putting it in there to take advantage of it and then trade him. That's not why it was collectively bargained between the NFL and the NFLPA. So the issue then would be, and this is something that we actually, Jeff Mosher and I talked about in our podcast. We're going to drop it Monday, and we actually talk about this. The Eagles would have to kind of know from the league whether they're going to be allowed to do that if it comes down to that. Because why would you waste your time? If the league's going to say no, then you're not going to be able to do it anyway, and you're going to let them walk, and you get your compensatory pick for next season. So they kind of have to know. They have to have done their work here and go through the league on this and management council whether they're going to be able to do this or not. I actually wrote about this, 8 or 9 years ago for either Scout.com or Fox Sports. I don't remember which website I wrote for about it, but I do know that this is a big issue, and you're right. Remember, it was Scott Pioli, who was the general manager of the Chiefs, wanted Matt Castle, and believe it or not, Matt Castle won a division championship with the Chiefs. Most people find it hard to believe, but that actually happened.
That's right, and then they lost to the Ravens in the playoffs, but they won. They won a division with him and had a little bit of success. So, Adam, this thing starts to play out next week, and then we get closer to free agency, and the real fun starts. When you think about this Eagles offseason outside of the Foles decision, what stands out to you the most? Like, what is the most interesting thing for Adam Kaplan looking at this Eagles team when you separate the Foles thing? Because that's all we talk about, but there's more to do outside of that.
Oh, yeah. So I would say Jason Peters says he has one more year left on his contract. Are you going to accept his cap number of over $10 million? If you're not, what is acceptable to you? Because Joe, Jason Peters is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He'll probably go down to as one of the best three or five left tackles in NFL history. We could argue if you and I went down, if we spent some time and said, give me your best 10 transactions in Eagles history, Terrell Owens is probably top three or four. Jason Peters might actually be number one because he lasted longer. So you want to handle the situation with respect if you're the Eagles. But how many times did this guy leave games early this season?
A lot. A lot.
And that's not acceptable to me. So Jeff and I actually dealt with this. This is a big subject for me because Jordan Mailata is a guy that internally they absolutely love. They are absolutely convinced, Joe, that he's going to be a starting left tackle for them in the future. I'm telling you, as crazy as it is, he's never played in a regular season game. He never played football until the Eagles drafted him. But this is how good he's been, and this is how special they think he could be. So, to me, the Eagles have leverage here if they want to use it, but they also are going to treat him with respect. So that to me, is an issue. And there's several contractual issues. Nelson Agholor's cap number is way too high at $9.37 million. They've got to lower that. They've got to extend his contract. They really have to do that. He deserves to come back. He will come back. It's just a matter of can they reach the right deal for him. I mentioned Nate Sudfeld. Let me give you a sleeper one. This one is going to be big. Nate Sudfeld is a restricted free agent. My sense is from talking to people around the league that the Eagles don't want to lose him, so they're going to give him a second-round tender, which would be just over $3 million. If they don't and give him the low tender, which is just over $2 million, he's gone. He'll get a good offer from another team that the Eagles won't be able to match. When I say won't be, he's going to get really good money if he walks. And it, ironically, don't forget, there's a team in Washington who stupidly cut him. And, oh, by the way, they need a developmental quarterback in the worst way.
How about that? The Redskins could steal back Nate Sudfeld. Adam, always appreciate hanging out and talking a little football here. Have a great night. We'll do it soon.
Anytime. Thanks.
Adam Kaplan, Inside the Birds podcast, part of the Go Birds podcast network. Interested. I didn't think about the idea of Nate Sudfeld possibly being taken away from the Eagles, restricted free agency. That's a little scary because they're going to need a backup quarterback if Foles leaves. 888-729-9494, #9494. That is how you get aboard. We'll come back, all your phone calls. I need movie recommendations. What should Nick Foles do? Put yourself in his shoes. If I'm Nick, I'm trying to stick around. I'm trying to stay with the Eagles and see if I can leverage my way back to Philadelphia in 2019. 888-729-9494 and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.